welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. There have been a few key advances in technology that made brewing possible at the commercial scale. Last week, we explored a couple of them, the thermometer and the hydrometer. This week, we take a look at a couple more. The drum malt roaster was key to controlling color and flavor. Before British engineer Daniel Wheeler's 1818 invention, the vast majority of beers would have been sort of a muted brown color, and the beer would have tasted somewhat charred and smoky. Wheeler's invention of a revolving metal drum allowed malt to roast uniformly at a large scale. Seth Cook from Woodlegs Brewing in Brookings.
But think of it as a big coffee roaster. Think of it as the ability to take and turn over grains, in this case, in a controlled environment with heat that allows it to dry that out, and not just dry it out so that we can ship it and preserve it, but then take it to a next level where we can actually kiln it and turn some of the flavors out of it, turn some of the caramels, some of the roasted, some of the toasted, and then, as we mentioned, even into the black coffee-like flavors. So that really opened up the ability for maltsters to tease the flavors out of the beers.
It also meant no more smoky flavor from wood or coal-fired roasting.
And this was right around the Industrial Revolution time as well, so the world had enough smoke pouring into the atmosphere. But yes, this gave more control. It gave more authority on the flavors that you would have. You didn't have just a monotone, everything kind of tastes like campfire flavor. And it allowed the exploration of different styles of beer and different colors of beer.
The drum roaster quickly gave rise to those wonderfully roasty British porters and stouts and many other styles.
It has focused uses in the brewing industry. Some of the other instruments we talked about have had greater expansion, but that one is true. The most uses come from the brewing industry, and it really has given the most deviation and a lot of opportunities for the different styles of beers.
More Beer Untapped right after this.
Well, it's not for me to condemn or commend the powers of port, lest they offend legions of punters that daily depend on the black stuff to soften their woes.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we look at some more of the key technological developments in brewing history. The last one we'll take a look at is refrigeration. By the late 1850s, commercial refrigeration systems were in use, and the brewing industry was an early adopter of the technology and were the biggest users by the 1870s. There are stages in brewing many beers where you want things chilled or stored cold. That's especially true of lagers, the most popular beer in America.
Let's look at the U.S. here. And if we look at the places that have become at least the classic brewing centers, including Milwaukee and Golden, Colorado, and St. Louis, Missouri, the places that were the real big industrial brewing grew up, it wasn't by chance that these were the locations that were used. All of these locations, when they first started, had access, believe it or not, to ice or cold water. People say St. Louis, it doesn't freeze, but they had access to the river, so they could get ice up from Minnesota and Wisconsin. And, you know, Milwaukee, Wisconsin had access to easy ice. That is what...
And parts of New York were a huge early brewing center, too.
Right, because... And if you look at the early brewing centers, that's because that's what it was, because they had access to cold water or ice water.
Brewers were freed from the constraints of relying on nature, ice, or caves to cool their beer.
What happens in the brewery here in Brookings is we have a refrigeration system that really is the technical evolution of having a cave, you know, that or having an ice chest or having a place to put lagers. So that's all we're doing is the same thing that brewers have done for hundreds of years. We just happen to get it. We have the easy way of doing it with electrical and mechanical refrigeration as opposed to horse-drawn carriages with big blocks of ice.
A feature of old breweries were either natural caves that they used or underground cellars that they built where they could age their lagers.
You would have to be very particular about the caves and cellars that they were stored in. I think if you get over to New Ulm, they still have lagering caverns, like places. This is where the lagers were made because it was cool.
And Augustell Brewing in New Ulm is now using those old caverns once again to age beer. Of course, there have been other hugely important developments in brewing history, including automated bottling lines, pasteurization, yeast isolation, and others. But the four we covered, the thermometer, hydrometer, drum roaster, and refrigeration led directly to the nationalization and then the internationalization of beer, a trend that began in the 18th century, reached its peak in the 20th century, and is now sort of being reversed somewhat by the craft beer and drink local movements. That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.